So the big question is this. With over 10,000 different species of mushrooms, how do people that want to benefit from their various medicinal properties accurately identify them in the wild, grow them at home, or make them taste delicious without having to reach confusing medical reports and possibly eating a poisonous look-alike by mistake? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Oliver Carlin, and welcome to Curative Mushroom. Hey, how's it going out there, my mushroom lovers? And welcome to Curative Mushrooms Podcast Season 3. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's Season 3. And I'm your host, Oliver Carlin. And this season is going to be all about growing your own happy mushrooms at home, easily, in the simplest and cheapest way possible. Even if you've never grown anything before in your life, you'll be able to do this. So just follow along with this episode and you'll be able to do that. So, you know, on season one, if we look back here for a second, so on season one was all about providing education about the amazing medicinal powers of mushrooms on varieties of different mushrooms out there. And so that's what we did in season one. Season two, we dove deep into how, you know, happy mushrooms are literally changing people's lives. Like, we had elite performers on there talking about how they made them the best athletes in the world. And they're the current heavyweight champions of the world. And they're literally giving credit to mushrooms, helping them to be able to do that. Not to mention, we've had people come on with different types of various mental things going on. And so if you go back and you listen to that, you'll hear several different people's stories and what they share with mushrooms. Now, season three, we're here. And what this is all about now is, like I said, getting you to be able to grow your mushrooms at home in the simplest way possible so that you too can start to experience some of your own amazing health benefits. So let's stop for a second and let's think about, why would you even want to grow mushrooms? Like, who is this for? What kind of mushrooms are we even talking about? What is a happy mushroom? Maybe you're landing here and you don't even really know what mushrooms are all about. There's a lot of miscommunication out there in the world, and it can be really confusing. And you know, especially when it comes to mushrooms, because let's face it, for certain types of mushrooms, they're illegal by the federal government. So even talking about them makes you a little bit scared, right? So that alone shows you that there's already some issues with information, right? Because how can they be so good for you if the federal government is saying that they're a Schedule I substance, which means highly addictive, no known medicinal health benefit, which is exactly the opposite. John Hopkins has got countless clinical studies showing how amazing these things are. My last season alone is filled with high-performing people that are giving their testimonial to these mushrooms, and no one anywhere has ever said they're addictive. They're actually anti-addictive by nature. So when you look at this, you're like, well, wait a minute, what's really going on here then, right? So who should consider mushrooms? You know, if we look at the world today, look, I'm going to be honest, when we look at the world today, I get a little depressed sometimes. And so, like, I don't even watch the news. I haven't watched the news in a couple of years. You know, I'm retired Navy. So I did 20 years in the Navy, and I've had my fair share of political stuff. And so maybe I got out of the Navy and I just like turned the news off for a while. But, you know, me and you can at least both agree on one thing when it comes to the news. And the world is, you know, it's kind of going through a really weird time, right? Like, it's changed so much since I was a kid to right now. Like, at least what I perceive it to be. The world just kind of going a little bit like, I don't even know the right word to explain it. Just so different than what I'm used to. But with it doing that, I really don't see it going back. You know what I mean? I see it getting more and more confusing as we get into this thing, right? And so what do we do with that? What do we do in a time like that? You know, this is a very difficult time. So I just want you to understand, if you're confused about your life in any way, the whole system that we're in right now isn't helping you. Okay, so that's one thing. I don't believe it is. You know, my whole family on my mother's side, I grew up, they're all on antidepressants, right? My mom, I love her. She's my mom. I just don't think she knew any better. And it's not her fault. You know, it's just the education isn't right, I believe. And so she had her kids on antidepressants since they, you know, before they even got into high school, they were all on antidepressants. And they've been in therapy sessions. And I've seen how this stuff just doesn't, it never really helped anybody. But then I see things like mushrooms and how they're changing people's lives, literally with a single dose. How can that possibly be? I mean, I from what I understand about medicine in the world, is you got to keep taking it. Like, you can't just take it once and then you're cured. Like, that doesn't exist. That's like magic, right? But when you experience it for yourself, it's not magic. It's still magic, but it's real. And you're like, oh my God. So what do you do with that? When you realize that something is so powerful and so amazing and so healing, but your whole life, you believed it was bad and you should never even touch it or consider it, you know, which was my case. 20 years in the Navy, I was a good boy my whole life. Never, you know, my whole family on my mom's side was in either in jail. My mom was in jail when I was a kid for drugs, hard drugs. But also my uncles were in jail. I mean, most of my family has been in jail for drugs. So I just was scared of them. You know what I mean? And so for me to go through something like that literally changes your life. It changes your outlook. It changes your perception. It shatters all your beliefs in a single moment. And then you don't know what to do after that. You know, that's one way to look at mushrooms. But let's look at this in another way. Okay. And I'm talking about one specific type of mushroom right now, of happy mushrooms. There's a lot more, and we'll get into that. But one specific type of mushroom. So I've had people contact me, literally had attempted suicide multiple times attempted suicide. And on the recent attempt, was actually successful. Like, this is an interesting story was, he sent me the video explaining how mushrooms helped him. And he explained in great detail how he like locked the doors in his house. And, you know, he didn't tell anyone he was there. And, you know, he overdosed. And then and that was it. Like, this was it. He made sure this time was the right time. It's going to work. Somehow, someone went in the side door of his house, found him there when he knows he locked every door. Found in there, rushes him to the hospital where he was clinically dead. They revive him. Okay. Later after this, I mean, the guy lost his loved one and the one closest to him in his entire life. He just couldn't take the pain anymore of it. And he wanted out. Well, since then, I mean, when you're on the brink of like not wanting to be in this place anymore, it opens your mind up to other possibilities, right? Because you're like, well, shit, if I want to die, what's worse than that? You know what I mean? You're at a point where you'll pretty much try anything. And it's kind of sad that people got to get to a point where they'll almost try anything before they try mushrooms. It should be the opposite. Mushrooms should be available. People should be aware of them. And that's what this podcast is all about. Okay. He went on to get mushrooms. He went on, and they went on to save his life. He's now fine today. He you know, mushrooms, he describes them as filling him with an overwhelming love for himself and everyone around him. It gave him a new perception, a new outlook on himself, and he realized things differently. And he now understands things in a different way. And that's what mushrooms do. That's one story, right? Oh, there's so many other stories. Like, I was on another podcast, which you can go listen to the full podcast on season two, where I was talking to him. His name's Aaron, and or Clayton Ferris. I'm sorry, Aaron, thinking something else. But Clayton, he was actually experiencing a lot of different things. He ADHD, and he heard these voices in his head. And, you know, he tried everything his whole life. All of a sudden, he gets introduced to mushrooms, and then within a month, he no longer has voices in his mind. completely different than depression, anxiety, suicide. We're talking voices. This is some another category. Paul Stamets, you know, the godfather of happy mushrooms, right? If you want to call him that. The goat of mushrooms. Paul Stamets himself used mushrooms, cured his incredibly bad stuttering habit. He was going to speech therapist. He couldn't get a sentence out. All of a sudden, he does mushrooms. The next day, he speaks perfectly. Have you heard anything like this? Where you do it one time and you're cured? It doesn't matter what it is. I've heard stories in the Bible about this, but nowhere else. Okay? This stuff kind of blows my mind. And it put me on the journey to figure it out for myself. And once I realized the true amazing power of mushrooms was when I myself flew out to Costa Rica after I retired from the Navy with a complete stranger. This is how interesting these things are. I mean, who does that, first off? But anyway, complete stranger, do a hero's journey of mushrooms under a waterfall in Costa Rica, 30-minute hike in the middle of the jungle somewhere. Wild animals, cougars, panthers, you name it, all around you. Okay. I did 7 grams of mushrooms. That was the first cure to mushrooms retreat. There was other people that joined me to be there. But, you know, an amazing experience. You know, some people describe it as on the level of giving birth to your first child or giving birth to a child. It really is. When on level of significance, when you experience that first time, that dose, it changes your life. It changed mine. I just want you to know some of these amazing, powerful things, not only for myself, but if you want to hear more, go to season 2 and you can listen to that for hours and hours. Now, what I would like to say, though, is, okay, so let's talk about legality for a second. So they're doing amazing things. But, you know, when I first started to grow, well, back up before legality, when I first started to try to grow mushrooms, I was like going on Reddit forums. And, you know, because I was like, look, how do we get these mushrooms? Like, how do we get access to them? They're not legal, but they grow naturally and abundantly everywhere outside in nature. And so it's like, well, shoot, if nature's giving them away for free, no one's arresting nature. Maybe I can just tap into some, you know, hey, nature, let's work out a little deal here, right? So that's kind of what I did. I did some research, and my God, when something's not legal, it's like they make it more confusing purposely online. Like the people that are trying to explain stuff, like they probably need to go retake some mushrooms so that they can, you know what I mean, calm down a little bit. Like it's insane. Like one person's telling you to do it this way. Another person's saying to do it that this other way. This guy describes completely wrong and only this works. And you need to, I mean, oh my God, like it took us years and years to finally be able to get a reliable way to grow these things at home. And it took quite a while. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, really, of it all, is the genetics. How do you get access to the spores of these mushrooms if they're illegal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can give you, like, you can get, like, grow bags, like, bags filled with, you know, cow food, like oats and stuff, but, or manure or whatever you want. That stuff is just poop and oats. Like, there's nothing illegal. But as soon as you try to get those genetics, that was the issue, right? Was the legality piece. So having to overcome that, when we started looking into that, well, why are spores illegal anyway? And so, but, you know, when you start looking into it, you realize, oh shoot, spores aren't even illegal. Like you really have to be like a lawyer. Like we used to call, when I was in the Navy, we called them sea lawyers, like these little seamen recruits right out of boot camp, like studying all the books, trying to like find loopholes, like, oh, he told me to do that. I'm going to find a rule that says he can't tell me to do that. You know what I mean? Huh. I got a hurt leg. You can't tell. You know what I mean? Like, so like, you know, like we called them sea lawyers, but you kind of had to be that same person to figure out a way around these laws. And here's the thing. The reality is this. The federal law is written this way. It says psilocybin is a federally banned substance. Psilocybin is a, they don't say the mushrooms, they don't say the spores, they don't say the mycelium, none of that. They say psilocybin. Well, what's psilocybin? Psilocybin is a compound that's only produced in mushrooms, after they're beyond the spore stage and well beyond, once they start producing actual mushrooms, that's when they actually produce the compound that's considered illegal. So that meant, oh my gosh, spores illegal. Spores illegal. All right. One piece down. So what does that mean? Well, how do you order spores? Like, for what purpose? Because, you know, there was this other piece of the pie was, well, what about intent? See, that's where the government has these other laws where they get you where, well, no. He had intent to commit a crime. See, he bought the spores and he bought the grow bags and he got this. See, he's just being tricky and clever. The guy was trying to break the law. We got him for intent. And then the judge looks at it and he's like, yeah, it's pretty clear you were trying to break the law there. So here's what I would say. I made a book. here's the way it's legal. So you can get these spores legally for the purpose of studying them under a microscope. That is, or what do they call it, taxidermy? I can't remember the other word. For studying them under a microscope, basically, right? And why would they make them legal for that purpose? Because they grow naturally in the wild. You can't make spores illegal. It'd just be weird. Like, they literally grow in my backyard. So, like, the spores of the mushrooms themselves do not contain psilocybin. And you can Google that all day long or check out our website. We've got the law there for you. But the reality is spores, and they actually just released a news study like a month or two ago, restating how spores are legal, right? So spores are legal. As long as you get them for the purpose of studying them under a microscope, that is the number one most important piece of this, okay? So that's why we wrote a book on how to study them under a microscope. And I love to study spores under a microscope. I got a nice microscope that hooks to my TV. So yeah, I study spores like all day long. It's so much fun. Who would have thought you'd be turning into a mycologist? Ooh, cool. But let's face it, that's the law. You deserve to know the law. You're a grown adult. This is your rights. You're legally allowed to own spores for the purpose of studying them under a microscope. What you choose to do with those spores is up to you. You're a grown adult. I'm advising you on the law. And this podcast should not be used or intended for the purpose to break federal law. This is just, I'm just educating you on the purpose of what you're allowed to do legally, right? But if you did happen to inject those spores into an all-in-one grow bag, like one of our shroom bomb bags, for example, you would definitely get some fast growing, some very huge growing, and some very illegal, highly potent illegal mushrooms. So we don't encourage for that to be done or break federal law, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that that is very important, but you need to know your rights. You need to know, and that's what I'm trying to educate you on, is your rights. Because once you realize, oh, I get this now. It's legal to own the spores. I'm going to get those for study under a microscope and from another place. And then I get the grow. And you got, oh, I get it now. But then there's the other challenge, right? So we've gotten past the legality piece, right? Which we, you know, so you can get that. And we offer the mycology guides that come with two free spore syringes from our top vendor, separate company from us. I never know what you're getting. And so that's kind of how this whole piece fits together. Now, wouldn't it be cool if all of this somehow could be ordered for you in the click of a button, right? And that's what we were on the mission to do. That's what we ended up devoting a lot of our time to for the past few years, is making that as easy as possible for people to get their access to without confusing them too much, but getting them access to what they really want, which is an easy way to grow mushrooms. I mean, at the end of the day, people don't want to own thousands of dollars worth of, you know, mushroom growing equipment and take up half of their house and lose closets and bedrooms because they got incubation rooms and hydroponic tents and laminar flow hoods. You know, most people don't want all that. But if you go on Reddit, that's what everyone's telling you to do. But what we just ended up designing was a grow bag, right? Just a simple grow bag that you can inject with your favorite spores and then sit back and watch them grow. And they actually grow in the bag. Like, you literally don't have to do anything else. And that was our goal. That's what we ended up working to create, was something simple like that for people. Okay. Now, that being said, what, you know, there's a lot of other things that go into making sure that you you get this stuff right. So what we'd like to do is, you know, moving into the next 3 or 4 episodes that we're going to do, I want to talk to you more about the process of actually growing them out and getting your own supplies. You know what I mean? Because maybe you don't want our supplies. Maybe you want to be able to do this yourself. You want to get your own supplies. I know some people are in different parts of the world. They can't order our stuff because they can't get through customs. And they have to be able to do this from their own local environment. And so there's several ways where you'll be able to get, be able to grow these things. But there's key things that you need to understand on how to do it, right? And so what we're going to show you is basically the first thing. The next episode we're going to talk about is the number one most important thing you need to know about growing your own mushrooms at home. So that'll be the next episode. And that's going to be all about getting your supplies, right? Getting the supplies. And then episode 2, we're going to go into what's the second most important thing. Now that you've figured out your supplies, you know where you're getting your supplies. The next thing you need to do is somehow be able to test that spore syringe, because, and also test your grow bag, right? So we have ways for you to do that so that you can actually 100% verify that spore syringe before you ever even inject it in the bag, which, by the way, after doing this for several years, is the most important thing, because if those genetics are contaminated, nothing's going to work. So we're going to show you how to do that, and then we're going to take you through and show you how you can actually inject that grow bag without any professional equipment at all and get pretty much 100% success every time. And so I'm going to show you these techniques that we've dialed in over the years. And then we're going to go into the incubation and the fruiting, the harvesting step, right? Because that's going to be one of the most important pieces after you inject it, which is with a known good syringe, very important part. And doing that part right, the incubation, like making sure you maintain the right temperature. Like for example, when you think of incubation, just think of as, a mother having a baby in her stomach. It's incubating, right? Or a chicken who lays an egg and sits on it. That egg is incubated. You got to keep it warm, right? You let the egg get cold, then it doesn't grow, right? So you got the incubation step. There's some key things to know there. And then moving into harvesting. How do you actually harvest it? And then we're going to show you some cool tricks so that you can get like 7 new growths out of that same bag without injecting it again. Just get more and more mushrooms out of it. It's like the gift that never stops giving, you know what I mean? And then after that, we have our 30-day growers challenge, right? Where you can be a part of that. If you go to curedmushrooms.com, the website, we have ways for you to be a part of a 30-day happy mushroom growers challenge, where we'll actually be going live with these real participants in the challenge. And I'll be participating too. And so we'll be doing this together. And then, so that'll be, as we go through the rest of the season, we'll be building on the things that you've learned with growing mushrooms, and we'll be seeing real world results from people. One of the things, right, mushrooms seem to help with so many different varieties of things, right? They help with, like we've told different stories, depression, stuttering, suicidal thoughts, voices, becoming a better athlete. And it really gets you thinking, like, what are the limits of these things? Because, I get they've been federally banned and there's like no really that many studies. It's like we're just learning about them, even though they've been used for thousands and thousands of years by other people in previous generations and cultures. It's like we're just learning about it, though. Like right now, it's kind of interesting. But as we're learning about it, here's the funny thing, right? The interesting thing about learning more about this stuff is that I'm starting to question, instead of what do they help with, my question is starting to turn into what don't they help with? Let me say that again. Instead of what do they help with, what don't they help with? Because so far, I'm not seeing where they don't help. Like if someone has pain and they take it for pain, their pain goes away. If someone has stuttering, they take it for stuttering, their stuttering goes away. If someone has depression, they take it for depression, their depression goes away. If somebody has voices, they take it for the voices, their voices go away. So what if, this is just a theory, but what if they could just help you no matter what your problem is? it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what that I'm not a doctor. None of this is medical advice. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a psychonaut who's experienced these things for himself. And I'm thinking, from my personal opinion, is what don't they help with? I haven't figured that out yet. That's the question I'm trying to figure out. People keep asking me, do they help with this? I'm like, I don't know. Find out. That's a great question. Because this is what's important. I'll tell you this. This is what's important. Intention. Intention. Anytime you lead a retreat or whatever, it's always the intention. Back in the 80s, when people were going, when this type of stuff just came on the scene, right? People's intention was to party and have a good time. And they did. They had a great time. But that was the intention. They got what they wanted. Nowadays, we're taking it for healing, medicinal reasons. All of a sudden, we get what we're asking for. So to me, it's looking almost like this magical genie in a box where you rub the genie, you ask your questions, and the genie answers. Now, I'm not saying that's what it is, but if I had to compare it to something in my mind, that's the closest thing I can seem to compare it to right now, because I don't know what else to compare it to. It really is magical. It really is amazing. I don't know what the limits are, and I don't think anybody does. I think the limits may be in our own mind. So if you'd like to find out what your limits are, or find out not what your limits are, but what the limits are for the mushroom in helping you, maybe you should try to get your hands on some happy mushrooms and find out for yourself. But I'll tell you this, it really is changing lives. The studies are overwhelming. You're not the first person that you're probably hearing this from. Michael Pollan's book, TV series on Netflix. I mean, there's a lot of places that are repeating the same information. And now there's an easy way for you to grow them at home is to follow along with this podcast. So like and subscribe and stay tuned to the next episode again, where we're going to be diving deep into the most important part of the entire growing process. All right, I'll see you guys on the next episode.